this meeting to order. The requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Klimko?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Newton?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Nice over.
First up, we have our minutes of the regular meeting of July 7th and the special meeting of July 16th.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on these? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain from July 7th.
Okay. We have our correspondence from Turn the Town Teal.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Okay, is there any other discussion on that?
You got to abstain for the 16th.
For what?
Put a minute.
Oh.
She didn't come.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Okay.
I didn't know I had to.
Okay, we have the motion to receive and file. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Someone like to approve the request?
I'll make a motion to approve the request to turn the town teal.
Is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests.
We got a couple of us.
Okay.
Hi, Scott. How you guys doing?
All right. If you would, sir, just give your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Gary McGuire. Excuse me, I have a cold. M-A-G-U-I-R-E. I moved to 102 Harding Drive about 2.5 years ago. Since then, I've seen more potholes about 5 inches deep. I took pictures of them today. The curb is pulling away from the sewer at two different parts. The DPW guy that does the snow plow removal pushed all the snow up on my property, and I don't have a sidewalk, so he chipped up all my curb. Guy has tattoos. I don't know who the DPW guy is, but I'm sure one of you guys know who he is. So, you know, a little respect. Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to repair it? It should have come out of my bill.
No, the curbs belong to the town.
Many potholes.
The sewer and the roads.
That's the first thing I like to address. The second thing I like to address is we have about 20 children that live on the block. I have a 3-year-old, I have a 21-year-old. Ages 3 to 20. These Nutbird kids come flying down the street at 35, 40 miles per hour. Come on! How much would it cost to put in 3 speed bumps?
We can't, by law.
Mm-hmm. By which magistrate and which law, why can't we put speed bumps?
The Jersey Department of Transportation.
They will not allow it.
They will not allow it. We asked when we redid the road, as a matter of fact,
Councilwoman.
That's horrible.
Ms. Conry there asked for speed bumps.
It's not allowable.
The state won't allow it.
In North Lincoln.
Is this because Christie, or is it something above?
I think it goes back long before that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other thing is I have a sign next to my house, no parking anytime, which means nothing. I already called the borough, the police department about it. Oh, it doesn't mean anything. I guess the previous people that lived there were handicapped or something, or she had a wheelchair. Let's put a sign there. Slow children, 15 miles per hour, speed limit.
15 miles?
15 would be beautiful. Let's try, you know, I seen someone doing 30.
Well, you see, I have a road the same way, and they do 40 miles an hour.
Do we have to get a camcorder and get the license plate?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and council explained the same thing, but it's in all areas where they speed.
But does a kid have to die first before something's getting done?
I live on Harding Drive.
Where about?
113.
So you know where I am? I'm the White House on the corner.
Right. You're across from the Davies.
The Davies, the guy who cuts his grass one inch high, cuts dirt every week.
No, not on Flower Avenue.
I'm Harding and Flower.
Yes, okay.
The White House on the corner, the big side property.
You moved into the O'Brien house, and yes.
O'Brien, yes.
Okay. I live further down. I'm the guy who stands out in the middle of the road with my grandchildren as they ride the bike.
So you know.
Yes.
The black car.
The black Mustang.
The white
Toyota. There was a Jeep around the corner there. You're putting
35.
Sideways one day. If I could find a rock, I would have thrown it at. You're absolutely right.
We have many kids we have on the block right now. 20.
Mm-hmm.
They all play.
Right.
I have a 3-year-old redhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell my daughter, do not force right there. Walk up a little bit. But they go around this turn like 8,500.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I work, you guys probably hate the company. I work for Verizon. I do fiber optics. So DSL, if you have it, copper is a joke. They're never going to fix it. It can't be fixed. You got to rip it down to fix it and replace it. But anyway, I'm solar panel certified. Who would be opposed to have a... Verizon owns a pole that's in front of my house. It's a supporting pole that goes across the street. Who would be opposed to have a solar panel? It'd be on my property. And to have it ran out on the conduit to the stop sign, to have a flashing stop sign. The school bus stops right there. Slow, 15 miles per hour, kids.
Would Verizon put the bill?
I'm going to ask JCP&L, because they're the electrical company, and Verizon owns the bill. I'm going to make a call to some of the big wigs up there and have them flip the bill. I'll build the trench. I don't know if that would be 48 inches or 5 volts. It's only 48 volts.
No. I'm sure that if they said, yeah, they would do it, you would get no argument from anybody.
Okay. It's just, these kids got to learn. Listen,
what we'll do is we'll tell the police the enforcement in there, and we'll ask if they have that little speed radar thing. We'll have them put it in the area.
That'd be great.
That's on their blinking right now.
Okay.
I'd like to make one other point. I went to ShopRite on the 29th the other day to drop off some medication. 7:46. The pharmacist said it'll be ready in about a half hour. Came back, it was about 8:22. At 7:46, the main entrance on 31, ShopRite, some nutbird does about 35 to the stop sign, almost ladies about 10 feet away from the stop sign, backing out. Almost screams into her. Doesn't do a rolling stop. Barrels through the stop sign. Barrels through.
First off, that's Washington Township property. Certainly you can tell what you want, but that's not our jurisdiction.
Well, I thought Washington Borough went there. I wasn't sure which property.
No,
it's
not.
Okay. So I have nothing to do. You guys can't say anything or do anything about that.
No.
Township. Well, anyway, the cops came. They were like, okay. I'm like, can you go upstairs and review the tape? No. This guy almost killed someone. If there's an old man, there's a Vietnam vet parked right there, if he was crossing, if a kid was crossing, dead. This guy went barreling through at 25 miles per hour, made a right, left, right. Where are you going? And then I saw him at 8:22. I said, can I talk to you? I'm in a rush. I'm picking up groceries. What do you want? I said, I want to talk to you about what happened. He got a little loud. I got a little loud. And he goes, okay, so what, I did it, I'm sorry. But,
so
he apologized and then put a butt on top of it. But you almost killed. And I said, but you have two kids in the car, two boys. And the cops that came one kid, one was okay, but the other one was an instigator who said something stupid, but that's besides the point.
So you're aware, we had National Night Out last night. It was at Meadow Breeze Park.
Okay.
The borough is, and the township also, are instituting a program for pedestrian safety in particular, and it kind of addresses what you're talking about there. And it's an education program where the police are going to be more active in pulling over people who rolling stop through stop signs, don't yield to pedestrians, pedestrians who jaywalk, things of that nature.
Sure.
So you will be seeing some stepped up activity in that regard.
And rolling stop, you know, I've done it when no one's late at night.
Everybody's
and I'm not
done.
Everybody's done it. This guy went bound through at 20 miles per hour. Like, I never, like Indy 500.
Yeah.
It's faster than 20 miles an hour.
Come on! And I asked the cop, go upstairs and review the tape. We can't by law. So I have to make a complaint against this guy, and then they might review it.
Yeah, you would have to file a complaint.
It's just, this is a grocery store. Young kids, old people. What are you doing? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. McGuire, if I may just ask one question.
Yes, sir.
When we have the little speed monitor put up, would it be better on Harding Drive or Flower Avenue?
I wouldn't care if you put it right on the side of my property.
What I'm asking is, where do you find it's worse, on Harding Drive or on Flower Avenue?
I find it's worse on Flower going into Harding, coming down the hill.
Okay.
It's coming down the hill. Boom. 35 miles per hour.
Okay, so
coming
that's where
down the hill and making a left on the Flower.
That's where we'll ask the
and you can
put
it right on my property. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Hi. Name and address for the record, sir?
Kevin Mealy. I'd rather not give my address, being that it seems to open me up for harassment by town officials, if that's all right. It's on the paperwork that I'm going to hand out. Here to address the decision that was made by the governing body on my complaint against Mr. Bashir and Ms. Blanchard. I don't agree with the complaint. I'll hand out.
I would think you guys are already happy, just in case.
It's Sue here, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. The problem I have with the decision is that the case against me was dismissed. I think that's more of a cause for disciplinary action. There was no deal made because I wasn't going to make a deal when I wasn't guilty of anything. That doesn't make sense to me. So if this complaint isn't handled here, I'm going to take it to the state level. I already have a direct line to community affairs. I've already spoke to a woman there that seemed very receptive. You know, she kind of woke up a little bit when she found out I was issued a bogus zoning permit by the town. So review this, and I'm asking for disciplinary action. And if it's not taken here, it's going to be taken at a higher level.
The complaint that you filed, the hearing was held for it. Legally, I can't tell you anything more than what is in that letter. But it was heard by the appropriate personnel. Actions were taken. Discussions were held. And as far as we were concerned, that was the end of it. If you would like to
who's
file
the appropriate
complaint
personnel, today. Because I brought the complaint in front of the council, and I know that council members aren't aware of this.
Yes, that letter was written in particular by our attorney on her advice.
On her advice?
Yes.
Because usually when I got letters from her previously, it had her name on it.
Yes. She and I worked on that letter. She wrote the better part of it. She thought that was the best way to handle it. Everything about your complaint, because of the sensitive nature of the issues involved there.
It's not really that sensitive. I was not guilty of anything.
Yes, it is that sensitive.
I was not guilty.
Because of what it was. Everything I dealt with through the attorney. So you either have the choice of filing another complaint, if you so desire, or to take it to the DCA, but we're done with it. We've handled it.
Okay, I will file another complaint. Anybody got any questions?
Michael Gessner, 440 State Route 57 West, Washington, New Jersey. And I also received a letter, and I was curious why it took so long to respond to it. I'd like to hand out copies.
Thank you.
Isn't there a certain time allowing the town to respond to a formal complaint? And didn't this pass the deadline?
I don't know the answer to that question.
How you doing?
Kevin Mealy, 88 Park Avenue, because I'm already being harassed, so it doesn't matter if you know my address. I came here to file another complaint.
Against Rudolph Bescher. As you know, I don't know if you remember last time I was here, I was issued some summonses in retaliation for my son filing a complaint against Rudy. Since that,
thank you.
Mr. Bescher showed up,
has driven past my house numerous times, which, not by my house, by my garage, which is on a dead-end street. I only have one picture of this, but you guys saw this the last time I was here.
Every time you go by my house, you drive by that, but that is still there.
He's called my landlord, asked my landlord questions about stuff he already knows about, which I feel he's trying to cause problems with me and my landlord also. This guy does whatever he wants. He doesn't care what you guys say or do, apparently. He's already, apparently, I got a letter saying he was already reprimanded for the last complaint. But it doesn't matter to him. Something needs to be done about this guy. I love the borough. I've been here. I've coached football, baseball, everything. My only problem is him. And most people I talk to, their only problem with the borough is that guy. And his arrogance. He walks around thinking he can do whatever he wants, and you guys are letting him.
First look, we don't have any control over the day-to-day operations. That's Ms. Blanchard who has that.
Yeah, I have one for her too, but she's not here. But I want you to be aware that I'm filing this complaint and what's going on.
Okay, so I understand what you're dealing with here. He's just driving by. You have not received any summonses or...
I got two summonses that I'm still waiting to go to trial on. Those are the ones that I filed the complaint with the town, and he was reprimanded for.
Okay. But there hasn't been any summonses since?
No.
Okay.
But he's still driving by my house. He's calling my landlord. He's driving by that mess, but they're not getting written up for anything.
How many times has he...
My garage is over here. There's Northwest Tap School.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, by their parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is a rental across the street from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he passes my garage, it's a dead-end street.
Mm-hmm.
He has to turn around in this lot
mm-hmm.
and pass that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to ask. How many times has he spoken with your landlord that you're aware of?
So far, twice. My landlord's called me to say, I got another call from Rudy today.
Okay. It might be helpful.
Asking about my motorcycle that's in parked in my driveway, stuff like that.
It might be helpful if you get some documentation from your landlord on the calls.
Well, he'd be more than happy to come in.
Things of that nature.
Sure. And I'll be back to let you know what happens with this complaint. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ms. Coleman.
Julie Coleman, 166 North Lincoln Avenue. I want to know what's going on with the man across the street. He still brings his cab. He parks in his on that land when he wants to. He parks it on the street. I have pictures of it. He's doing just what he wants to do, too. Gas cans are in the front yard. I thought we had to put them in a proper
container.
Yeah. And he didn't show up for court, but yet he's doing exactly what he wants to do.
Okay. Mr. Bashir, is that correct? He did not show up for court? He was supposed to go last Monday, was it?
That's correct.
And he did not show up?
That's correct.
Did the judge give him extra time, or?
He gets one more court appearance, and then if he doesn't show up for that, he gets an FTA.
FTA is?
Ready to appear.
Okay.
Warrant.
Essentially a warrant for his arrest. Okay. Did you issued the summons for him?
That's correct.
Have you gone past since to see if he's been parked on the street?
He's still parking along.
Okay. Which also is a code violation.
That's the second.
Okay.
Thank you.
He is addressing.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Is there anyone else?
Hernan Valverde, 228 Rush Street. That's actually Washington Township, but I'm here on behalf of Alice Capcakely. Just want to have a comment about parking situation. I just want to bring this. I bet you guys are more than aware of this issue, but this is my first time, actually. We've been in business for 2 years. We're very happy to be, in town. We love it. We've been here for 8 years, so we're very happy. We open for lunch, so mostly all of our business are at lunchtime. I understand lunch is really crowded in town. Parking on the street is full. Parking on the municipal parking is full. Hard sometimes to get people in just because parking. I noticed that there is a sign in a little down from my business that says 2-hour parking. Well, I've been there for 2 years and I've seen people park all day long, every day of the week. So for my concern is that I spoke to police already about why there's no enforcement, and they told me there used to be, but no anymore. I guess town just don't want to ticket people just because they want to bring people in.
Mm-hmm.
That's news to me.
Well, that's what they told me.
Okay. I know parking issues are a lower level of law enforcement,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean you completely ignore it.
Right.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Were you told that the town didn't want that enforced?
Well, the town kind of went easy. They used to have crossing guards, I believe, and they used to do the job of going around and checking
no,
the
parking.
No, we
had a meter maid.
Oh, meter, yeah.
We had a meter.
Yeah, we had a parking enforcement.
Right.
Officer.
So that kind of went away.
We haven't had one in 15, 20 years.
Right. So what I wanted to, bring up to you guys is I understand the development behind us. Actually, 7 Broad Street, that's our store. And our only closest parking will be the municipal parking, which as of right now, it's packed. I mean, if you drive by lunchtime, it's crowded. There's, it's kind of hard to find parking. The main drag, Broad Street, also crowded, so it's hard to get people in sometimes. Right now we do park behind just because it's the only place, we don't want to crowd the front of the business,
right.
We park in the back. I believe that once that's gone, our parking will be gone. So it's hard for us to process that. I wanted to ask the council, what if there is any proposed solution for a future project behind us?
Well, the vast majority of that parking is going to be open parking, but there will be more more people vying for the spots.
Right. So my question is the behind going, like basically the proposed project, is that going to be all private parking?
No.
Is that going to be public parking for whoever wants to park?
It's come first served.
Now, there may be, I'm going off the top of my head, so I may not be completely accurate on this. I believe there will be some designated parking.
Okay.
But the vast majority of it is going to be open parking.
I'm new at this. I'm actually, you know, this is my second time at meetings. We did a planning board or some type of meeting last week, and I kind of got interested, and I wanted to get to know the town. I feel like I was just living in town and working somewhere else and just living here and not doing anything else, but I feel like I want to get involved now, and I want to hear what's going on, and I want to get to know if there's any, where can I found, if there's any drawings or things like that where I can...
The planning board secretary would have access to all the drawings.
Okay.
For anything like that.
Mm-hmm. See, my concern is mostly that, just because there's people parking behind, and there's a lot, and I figure once that's closed for anybody else, where are they going to park? And, you know, since my business rely on people bringing, you know, people coming into town, then I wonder where would they park?
Yeah, that's an issue in every downtown.
Yeah.
In the older part of the United States, because they didn't plan for parking 100 years, you know, after cars were invented.
And actually, I feel like we've been in business for 2 years, and I mean, we got people from all areas. I mean, Bethlehem, Hackettstown, Clinton, Lebanon, everywhere. So I feel like people are coming into town, and you know, we're growing. Mm-hmm. Town is getting to come up. So I want to see if we keep up with the progress. That'll be great.
We'll have to encourage people to walk a little farther too.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's the thing. And I know this is not the time. We're right in the middle of summer. Snow removal. They did when they cleaned the sidewalk. I know it's a hot right now. They whatever they used to pull the snow from the sidewalk, broke the sidewalk, and it's pretty bad right there. I don't know if I gotta put a...
Yeah, you can call the municipal building.
The municipal building?
Between 8:30 and 4:30.
Because I mean, I can fix it myself, I just don't know if that's legal, so...
No.
That's why, yeah. I want to
just
make sure
nobody
gets hurt.
Where it is and what the issue is, and somebody will come out and take a look at it and do what they can to at least make a repair to it.
Yeah, it's just a maybe 2.5 feet long piece of the sidewalk that got broken, you know. People are right in front of my building, so I don't want anybody getting hurt.
Sure.
All right, so... Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
7.
Hi, Peter Michelle, 28 South Lincoln Avenue. And I'm not sure the name of the pizza place on corner of Broad and 57.
That's South.
South.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to be wrong. It looks like they stack up garbage or something on the sidewalk there, and it's like coated with oil. It's really disgusting. And that's like really...
Yeah,
downtown where people walk.
We had that complaint at our last meeting.
Okay. Is there a way to they can power wash that or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure where that sits right now. Unfortunately, Ms. Blanchard is sick tonight, so she can't answer it, but we'll look into that again.
Okay, yeah, even if they put plastic down or something so it doesn't keep doing it. And also the facade's pulling off that building, it looks really bad. I don't know there's anything to do about that, but it's almost like, you know, the stucco is falling off.
There's an imminent danger to the public? Yes, there is.
I doubt, no, it's down low. It's probably not an imminent danger, it just looks really bad.
Then it's tough.
All right, that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I think we've had everybody now. Mm-hmm. All right, if I would accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have reports from our code enforcement zoning officer.
Motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Have any committee reports this evening? None. That would take us to ordinance 6-2015 for introduction.
Motion to introduce, have the clerk read the title.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 6-2015, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 85, Vehicles and Traffic of the Borough of Washington, County of Warren, State of New Jersey, in order to establish a new section prohibiting the practice known as engine braking and providing for penalties therefor.
I would accept a motion to approve on first reading.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any other discussion? And the roll call, please.
Noon?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Okay, public hearing of ordinance 6-2015 will be September 1st, 2015, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on August 14th, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
And McDonald?
Yes. That brings us to ordinance 7-2015 for introduction.
So moved.
Second.
Is this
the salary ordinance?
Can we talk about this?
In a moment, sure. Okay, we have the motion in a second.
I second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
I second it.
Okay. What would you like to discuss, Mr. Higgins?
Are there new titles on this? I mean, this was on our desk.
Yeah, it's not a new title. What has happened is that we have hired a new library director, part-time.
Yeah, well, I got a question for you. Why do we have an equipment operator and principal clerk types?
Yeah, it's...
What type of equipment operator are we talking about? A copier, or are we talking about a bulldozer?
Yeah. That's not a new title. That's been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And police chief?
That's one that we never got rid of, I guess.
Do you have police chief on there?
To be honest with you, I would feel more comfortable with seeing the old one before approving this.
Well, the only change to it is for the library director, so that we lowered the salary range so that it will accommodate a part-time instead of a full-time. Everything else has been on here.
Everything's been on it since last.
It's just the rate guide. There's stuff on here that doesn't apply.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It should be taken off.
Yeah, like it, well, if we ever formed our own police department again, we might need the police chief. And leaving it on there, we don't have to re-advertise and reintroduce the ordinance.
Why did we take the library director off?
We didn't. They just changed the range, the salary range, to make it lower. Because
Do you have the previous one?
Mm-hmm. I have it at home.
Pardon me?
I have it at home.
Oh, yeah. Of course we all have it at home. I didn't know it was going to be here.
Yeah, it's just the addition to the part-time, the library director with the asterisk. Yes, or part-time. Okay, any other discussion? Let's have a roll call, please. Mm-hmm.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
No.
Thompson?
Ditto.
And McDonald?
Yes. Mr. Thompson, your ditto is a no?
No.
Okay.
I still say it should be redone.
Okay, I mean, that can be addressed otherwise.
Can we have this in the notes? I would like to have last year's copy put in my mailbox, please. My email to Fritz again.
All right, so we have it introduced.
Yep, read it by title.
Yes, ma'am.
Ordinance 7-2015, an ordinance fixing the salary and wages of certain municipal officials and repealing portions of prior inconsistent salary and wage ordinances for the year beginning August 31st, 2015.
Okay, I'd accept the motion to approve on first reading.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion on it? Another roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Thompson?
No.
Higgins?
No.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Okay, public hearing of ordinance 7-2015 will be August 18th, 2015, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Express Times on August 7th, 2015.
Somebody like to move that? Thank you.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
No.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Thompson?
No.
McDonald?
Yes. For new business, we have the approval of a special ABC license for the fire department for the festival in the borough, September 25th and 26th.
So moved. Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed. Mr. Stain?
Which one? Any abstentions?
Stain.
You too, Mr. Higgins? Abstaining or?
No.
Okay. I thought you said something. Sorry.
Okay, then let's do resolutions 130 through 134 together for redemption of tax certificates.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on those? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
He stayed for 131.
Then yes on all the rest?
Yes. On the rest.
Okay, and McDonald?
Yes. Okay, 135, 2015, refund of tax monies per court, tax court appeal.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Sewer billing adjustment.
You want to do 136?
No, check that one off.
We did 135.
135?
Yep, let's do 136. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Another roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Now let's do 137, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one?
Which property is this?
This might be the Luke Oil.
Luke Oil, that's what I'm saying. The Luke Oil. 76
used
That's the Luke Oil.
Might
be.
Okay.
Yeah. The Luke Oil.
I thought we did that one.
We did the Exxon, too.
Yeah, the last one.
And it was a big change in the It was three.
Ask Rudy what number is.
It's 76 East Washington Avenue, if you know. What?
76 East?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sunrise?
Yes. It's a... It says
Richard B. Fisher.
Yes. It's a corner property. And there's two commercial units in there, okay? And the EDUs was more than what it should have been. I inspected it and both units, and I gave a letter to
Sioux Fleming or a tax department, what I found.
Okay, so it's in your recommendation that we...
Yes.
Where is the property, Rudy?
Corner of School and West Washington, East Washington.
Used to be the old shoe store.
No, across the street from it.
Yeah, across the street from it.
Yeah. This is now...
Used to be the cable company.
Gaia's Gifts?
Gaia's Gifts and Misty's Dog Room.
Okay, on the corner.
On the corner there.
Okay.
Next to the nursery store.
You got it.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Where?
On discussion. I'm sorry?
I have a first one.
Okay, is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And on your desk tonight, you have 138, 2015, updated copy.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's a resolution in support of New Jersey State Number 650 and New Jersey Senate Number 650 and New Jersey Assembly Number 2408, designating State Route 173 between Clinton and Phillipsburg as the 173rd Airborne Brigade Highway. Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
This is going to be forwarded to all the other municipalities like Astrid, Jim Warren, and Hunterdon County, asking for their support.
You know what? Why don't you make that motion?
All right.
Since you've done this.
I'll make a motion then to have Resolution 138, 2015 from Washington Borough.
Okay.
Be forwarded to all the municipalities of Warren County and Hunterdon County in support of our resolution and sent to Trent.
Second.
To the chairman of the Transportation Department for the Assembly. And the governor.
If you can find him.
Okay, any other discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the vouchers.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the bills? Roll call, please.
Conry?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except Fire Company Racing Squad.
Higgins?
Yes.
And McDonald?
Yes. Okay, for the recap, what do we give Christine to do?
Manager Blanchard will contact the police department about speeding on Harding Drive, see about putting a speed detector on the corner of Flower Ave going onto Harding Drive. She will speak to the owners of Sal's Pizza as a follow-up to the garbage being piled on the corner. And she will put a copy of last year's salary ordinance in Councilman Higgins' mailbox.
And to send that ordinance to all the other, that resolution.
Yes.
Could I add Senator Doherty's office, Assemblyman Peterson's, and Assemblyman DeMail?
Yep.
Anybody else we forgot?
Yes.
Okay, council remarks. Mr. Thompson.
Yes, I have one question I'd like to address. Quick Check, the entrance next to the Quick Check. Should we send a letter to the property owner to mark it out? Because one day it's going to be a close call and it's going to be not close. I see a tractor trailer coming in and a car going out. So who's going to back up?
Where is it?
Quick Check.
The one here in town.
Right here in town, down the street.
There were arrows.
There were
arrows in the road. There's no signage, but there were arrows painted in the road. So basically, closest to the building was your entrance. Coming around the back, coming back out into Belvedere was your exit.
And that was on Bear Blacktop.
Yes.
It was on both. It was on the bank's property because they own the far side.
True.
And then Quick Check owns the front. Well, Quick Check doesn't own it. They rent.
So it's stated.
Right. It's worn totally away, and he's right. People try to, even though the parking spots go this way, they try to back out Jimmy and come out the way everybody's trying to come.
Rudy, do you have a comment on that?
Private property.
Okay. if you just sort of looked like you had something you wanted to say there.
But can we request that they...
Do we make a request?
We can,
for safety reasons?
We can put that on Christine's list of things to make a request to them to...
Because they did it before. It had been worn away years ago, and then it came up for the same reason, for safety. And they had somebody come in and repaint the arrows.
Yeah.
And people still did it even though the arrows were there, but at least the arrows were there.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get hurt or killed.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
Ms. Plumko?
I have nothing.
Okay. Mr. Higgins?
Yes, a couple things. School starts in a month.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Road signs. I noticed that the crosswalks have been, they start across the, painting the crosswalks. Curbs. And the new parking signs. They need to be installed before school starts.
And the removal of handicap.
Right.
And handicap needs to be put.
Remove or...
Well, we have removal ones, but we have what, four or three that people have been waiting to blow up?
One. Six and seven.
Well, no, you have one on North Prospect, too.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I think there's three or four that are waiting to blow up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And these poor people have been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
and the one-way sign going out towards Family Dollar.
That's still right there?
No, it's not, and they're still racing through there like a bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Yeah. I know it's the Shade Trees Commission responsibility for the trees downtown. I actually witnessed a business owner pruning a tree in front of their shop on Sunday late afternoon. But also there are other business owners there that are not pruning their trees and have some type of issue with the trees blocking their signs.
The Shade Tree Commission is out to bid for trimming of the trees as we sit here.
Okay.
I assume that they will have bids for their next meeting. Although I don't know exactly when that is.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make my comment.
Okay. Are we, and I would like to have a short 5-minute executive session dealing with personnel matters, please.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Heinrich.
Nice job on Resolution 138 getting that pushed. That's really important.
Thank you.
I have no other comments.
It's noon.
I would like to follow up on something Mr. Higgins had mentioned the last time, and there was an article in the Messenger, and I just wanted to repeat and recognize Diana Dove and the Karen National Memorial Butterflies Garden. They received first place award in the National Garden Club President's Project, and the Karen National Memorial Junior Gardeners received the 2015 Top Junior Garden Club of the Year award from the Garden Club of New Jersey, and the fact that our town has a garden that has been recognized and received, I believe, 12 awards on this past year, which is pretty amazing and a testament to the spirit of volunteerism.
I'm glad you brought that up. I thought I made a motion that we give them a resolution for that.
You did, and I thought maybe if after the meeting maybe we make a copy of this, it would provide some more information that we could use to draft that resolution
ask Christine about
in
that.
Support of the Karen National Memorial Butterfly Garden.
Thank you for bringing that up.
And just secondly, Robin Plumko and Michael Heinrich had picked up information from the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services about how it's for seniors to apply for the Farmers Market Nutrition Program so they can get vouchers to buy produce at farmers markets. And I will have those applications at our farmers market in the borough. Every Saturday I will make copies and have those. And we also have a flyer to go up on the senior bulletin board because one of our vendors does take senior vouchers and WIC as well.
And just not to go back to me, but we did get a new bulletin board, which is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the week Janine and I were putting it up, and it just doesn't look right next to the old crummy bulletin board that's falling apart. So I asked Christine to order another one. They're $65. She did order it. We need more room because we have stuff like this that has to go up, and we have a ton of other stuff in the county I can't even hang. So when you come in, you'll see brand new, and they're really nice. They're the black mesh. brand new. We're going to replace that whole wall.
Anything else, Ms. Conley?
That's all, thank you.
Ms. Conley?
I just wanted everyone to know, I sent an email to the Norfolk Southern in regards to the bushes that are on Railroad Avenue. They're over, they're going over the wire, they're falling, trees are falling down now. I have not heard. I'm going to send my second request out to them because if there is a thunderstorm like we had the other night, it might hit one of those trees and we might have a lot of down wire because of those trees is coming over the brushes. They're like coming over, they're out in the street. If a truck comes past there, he'll wipe out that whole side, a big truck. So I'm going to send a second request, but I'm going to send pictures along with it.
Who did you send the request to?
Christine gave me the email address to send it, so I'm going to send it out again.
To Norfolk Southern.
Mm-hmm. But if you contact JCP&L, they'll come out and cut the wires,
too. It's not JCP&L.
That's what I was...
The wires.
That's not JCP&L. That's Norfolk Southern. All of that is railroad.
Yeah, if the trees go over the wires, JCP&L will come out and clip them.
Not on railroad.
Not on railroad property.
Not on railroad property.
Right, because Christine had already told me. Because I had asked her about JCP&L.
They were just up Belvedere Avenue just doing this past week.
Yeah.
Right, but that's not railroad property.
But that's not railroad.
You can't do anything on railroad property without the written permission from the chief executive officer of the railroad or something.
Because I asked Christine about that already.
They have to coordinate with the train schedule. It's actually locked there.
Right.
I mean, even if you just wanted to cut the grass,
you can't.
You've got to go through all kinds of
stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else, Ms. Conrad?
That's it.
Let's see, last night we had National Night Out with Trans Option. I know Ms. Noon and Mr. Thompson were there. We did quite a bit of talking and advertising for the pedestrian safety program. Trans Option will be in town dealing with that, doing studies on it. The police will be enforcing jaywalking, not so much from the standpoint of actually writing tickets, unless it's, you know, a frequent flyer kind of thing. But educating people, they will be in the schools, businesses will have flyers put up in them making everybody aware of it. Let's see. I also had some good news. BASF will be here in 2016. Yeah. I don't know exactly how long in 2016 they'll be here, but they will be.
Like September.
Well, they weren't sure when they told me, but that's what the possibility is. And we have hired a new library director who will be starting August 31st. Right. Usha Lukos-Tanke,
mm-hmm.
I think the name is. I may have that wrong. Usha is her first name. She's come from Cedar Grove. I knew it a few minutes ago. Can't think of it now. But she has extensive experience in libraries. She's been an acting director of libraries. I think she's going to do wonderful things for us. She will be there for 29 and a half hours a week. So we will be ending the shared service with the school, which was given us, I believe, 17 or 18 hours a week. But the director did significantly more than that. So this is definitely a step in the right direction. You know, it was nice. I thank Gail Scovel and the schools for working with us. That was wonderful of them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
It helped us out through a very difficult time, but things are getting better, and now we'll actually pay people to do the work for us. And that's all I have. I would accept the motion for an executive session for personnel issues after a 10-minute recess.
Got to move.
Did you get a second? I heard moves, but not second.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Situation.
Very, yeah. In a number of both ways.
Oh, hallelujah.
What did you say, I'm sorry?
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She completed the sentence. All right, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Second, no move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?